For some, the itch to write must be scratched. Chris Belden knows that itch. He's written a novel, Squirt. He wrote the screenplay for Amnesia, a 1997 film starring Ally Sheedy. And he's a songwriter. His new CD of pop tunes is called Songs About Anything.
These are the words I was born to lose. Haven't you heard? The bells are ringing. We could pretend, but then what's the use? Is it the end or the beginning?
Chris Belden is in our New York bureau. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks, Leanne.
Are you always writing?
No, I wish I was. I'm almost always trying not to write. I'll do anything not to write. I'll do the dishes. Yesterday I did the laundry. I'll go to yoga class, which is good. But I try as hard as possible not to write. And in a way, it's good because when I do finally sit down to write, usually I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah. So when you get that urge and when you're ready, you're stoked, do you consciously try to create characters in your songs?
I start out with the music. And I'll have some chords that I've strung together just by chance. I've happened to stumble upon them. Oh, that sounds good. And then I'll hum a melody. And then it's basically fill in the blanks at that point. And hopefully the lightning will strike and I'll come up with some details. Because for me, that's really what happens is I pick up some details and then that leads to something else.
She's always lived here. There are no pictures on her shelf.
In your song, The Few Things I Know About Her, you have created this fully formed character. I mean, she always lived here by herself. She doesn't have a car, no VCR. She doesn't smoke. She drinks Diet Coke.
That was a fun one because it's really just kind of a list. There were some people I knew. They happened to be women who lived by themselves. I just thought about what they did and what they didn't do, what they had and what they didn't have at home. And then at the end, I had a song.
What's the difference for you when you're writing a novel, Squirt, or a screenplay where there are characters, and a song?
Well, a song, you can get away with a list. It's just small little details that add up. In a novel, there's so much more space and room to fill. In some ways, it's harder. You know, when they say a postcard is more difficult to write than a letter, I agree with that. You know, you need just the right amount of small little details. In terms of a screenplay, it's really visual for me. I don't think that much about the characters. I don't think that much about, you know, who they are. I see something, and then everything else comes from that. I see a person doing something, and there has to be action. There has to be, you know, some sort of visual hook, and you have to convey that on a page.
It is possible that consciously or unconsciously you have broken through to places that I've never ever been. I am writing it all down.
Tell us what happened when you sat down to write the song Goodnight Again.
Well, I had these chords, and I had a melody, and I had a copy of Waiting for Godot sitting on the coffee table there. I'd been reading it, and for some reason, the publishers of this edition felt they needed to put critical blurbs on the cover, as if somebody had to be convinced that Waiting for Godot was an important play. So there were all these pretentious blurbs from theater critics, and I just picked up on that, and I saw the one blurb started, "It is possible that consciously or unconsciously, Beckett has blah, blah, blah." So I just wrote down, "It is possible that consciously or unconsciously," and then I ended up writing a verse. And then I thought, well, okay, that worked pretty good. And I looked at the next quote and it said, "It is the quintessence of existentialism. So I wrote that down. And before I knew it, I had a whole song. And each of the verses starts out with one of these quotes. I hope I don't get into trouble.
Have you ever done it again? I mean,
no, I never have. And I'm afraid to, because I felt like it worked really well. And I you know, I don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah, and then it becomes, it's not really you. I mean, you're really, you know,
right.
Using
it's kind of a gimmick, and it worked once, and that's it.
Songs About Anything, it's a homemade CD. I mean, you went into a recording studio, and you have real musicians, and it's being distributed through online retailers.
Right.
You don't have a label. You don't have any PR machine. You don't really have a notable history. How do you get someone to pay attention to it?
Yeah, you tell me. I don't know how you ended up listening to my CD on that particular day. It's just so much of it is luck. A lot of it is who you know. I don't know that many people. And I have to say also that I'm the world's worst self-promoter. I hate to talk about it in front of people. I've gone to gigs and literally forgotten to tell people that I have a CD for sale.
So what are you working on now?
There's always songs. I have a ton of songs and some stories, short stories. I'm sending those out. I've got, I don't know, two or three screenplays that I'm trying to finish up. It's always something.
Once you're writing, though, I mean, do you enjoy it?
Sometimes.
Chris Belden's new CD is called Songs About Anything. He joined us from our New York bureau. Chris, thanks a lot. Good luck.
The pleasure was all mine. Thank you.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Phil Harrell, with production help from Elaine Heinzman, Lauren Spohr, Dustin Dwyer, and David Rector. Stu Seidel is the senior editor. The senior producer is Robert Molesky. Our technical director is Burke Hahn, with audio engineers Ted Mebain and Kurt Turner. Our reference librarian is Kim Molesky. And today we say a reluctant goodbye to Weekend Edition stalwart Phil Harrell, who after 4 years here departs for adventures in satellite radio. His taste in music, nose for news, and wicked sense of humor will be greatly missed. Good luck, Phil, and remember, we'll always have the Corn Palace. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, with additional music from Steph Scajari and Greg Smith. I'm Leanne Hansen.